It will move all around. I can't sleep, Bert. I'm sorry to wake you. Trouble, she had seen him coming, come here. He put his cigarette out in her layered drink and brought her to bed too jangly to sleep. I keep thinking if I close my eyes, I will never open them again. I'm sorry to wake you. I can't help it. I want to make you proud of me. I want to fuck you until I can't bear, until you can't bear it anymore, until you wear down and cry. I should let you sleep, bird, little sparrow. I'm sorry to wake you. I keep dreaming you were up on the bridge in the rain and the city is wet and blue. A boat is passing. I can't see your face. Everything is blue. You're all blue. It's beautiful. You are. And I'm in you. I'm in you and the boat is like a ghost of a boat and the stars are like snow but frantic and burning out in your hair. Later, months, weeks, she didn't know. Mickey gouged at himself with a penknife, asked, when do I get to kill you? Soon, won't be long. How they felt it, he meant it, and she did too. Lunacy, yes, stupid, but it had them by the throat, this idea. Some spangly shock of narcotic they made oblivion out of nothing. When do I get to kill you? What do I get to use? The answers came to them in the bedroom, sprung from the heat of fucking, bed talk, potty talk. Not a plan so much as a feeling, needling the watery, sloppy hum and drift, a grief in her unhelpable. Something had to give. They would fly off a bridge, dusk coming down. They would slam the car into a wall. Nothing lasting, a moment's impulse, three, still an impulse, wasn't it as good most days, any old day, as intention, the long-grown list of intention, the hope of how to be. Bird keeps grades on herself, the future schoolmarm, a B-day, a D-day, details her insufficiencies, too late, forgot, nice try. The costume hung together with straight pins, the sneakers at the bottom of the pool. She tries the PTP, the LEC, the LCC, tries service, atta girl, all the ad hoc this and that. Nurse is a tree in the churchyard, nothing pure about it. She is balancing deed with the failure to do, hoping for a wash. She brokers her little mercies, prepays against calamity, the F and D minus days, thinks and averages, bigger pictures, the solid and sustainable C. Oiled rusty bike chain, plus, played guitar at all school, minus, boy sears chin on cookie sheet, minus, pup breaks neck on stairs. Bird wants to be caught, flung out. Bird is washing her boy's pissy sheets and stirring oatmeal on the stovetop when the telephone rings again. Susie again. Can't talk, Bird says. I'm called. You dope, Susie says. I'm checking in on you. You okay? You won't be able to reach me. I'll be in the sack all week, sugar. My poet's up from New Orleans. It's all cocktails and creme brulee for us. I'm not budging to pick up the phone. I've been warned, Bird says. That should do it. I mean it, sugar. You need anything? You sounded like you hurt. I hurt, Bird says, and I improve every day by day. The bone knits up quite nicely. You? Bruised, Susie says. Nothing broken. My ass is an unsightly yellow and my head is a little green. Your timing's bad, I should say. I'll let you go. I'm broke. I want a little dope for when he's here. That'd be nice, Bird says. We make our choices, I guess. And then we lie in them. I'm not floating you alone. I didn't ask you to. I asked if you were okay, Susie says. Well, I slept and then you called and then I slept a little more and then the baby waked. We make our choices. We do. Bird thinks again of her husband sleeping, the warmth of his breath on her pillow. It takes a funny sort of discipline to give yourself away. Bird tries again to summon it and balks at the want for uncharted sleep while the sun swings under the world. But who sleeps anymore? Not even Susie. The phone rings in the dark. Susie needs a ride from the bus stop. Susie spent her last nickels on pizza. Susie's new pal she's been sleeping with shoved her lightly on accident down the stairs. Well, you should see him, Susie says, sleeping. He sleeps with his eyes open. He sleeps with his arms tossed over his head like a falling god. The moon is on him. It draws the tides in him toward the air like dew opened up, like he's blooming, like he is some succulent moon-white bloom dropped into my bed and lethal. I could tear him apart just to touch him. And he is what, Bird asks, 17, newly carved. The boy glows like a skinned pear. Bird bought a pregnancy test on her way home. She would bathe when she got home and wake Mickey. She would run a bath scalding hot and listen for birds in the air shaft, creaking dullards that stayed behind when all the singing pretties flew south. He would feed her cantaloupe in the bathtub how he used to, and she would tell him. She would show him the stick she had peed on, the watery bands of blue. Partway home, Bert broke into a run and ran past their stoop and around the block once and twice again. She was limber then, her blood moving. She would kiss Mickey awake and tell him everything she knew. But he was gone. For days he was gone, no note that said where. The note in the kitchen said, "Let me, when I come home to you, slowly unbraid your hair. Please, 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 please." And in the bedroom, "Please, please, 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 maybe marry me." Bert sat on the bed waiting, the pregnancy stick in his coffee cup by the bedside for him to find. If an ambulance passed, she pedaled after it to be sure it wasn't him. It wasn't him. A week passed, two, it wasn't him. And then it was. Contusions, concussion, they called Bert to come to the ER. Mickey had stepped onto an elevator that wasn't there and fallen three floors down the air shaft. He was sobbing when she got there. The doctors had opened him up, he swore, and found nothing but sticks and leaves. "You'll be fine," Bert says. "It's all fine, you'll see. We could marry. I will never use your comb." "We could what?" Mickey said. And Bert blurted it out. The news of the missing days. Dirty Jew, cantaloupe, the sticks she had left in his coffee cup, a baby. They were going to have a baby. How did that sound to him? "It was dark where I fell," he told her. "I didn't know where I was. A day passed before anyone came. I didn't know would the elevator start up and what would happen if it did. I didn't like the pictures, what I looked like zapped, what I looked like crushed. I kept seeing you when you found me. I was bleeding. I kept moving away from my blood. It would conduct the charge, I decided. I'd be fried in the puddle of blood. Or I'd be saved, but when they hauled me up the cable to lift me out, I would pick up a fatal splinter, a strand worked loose from the braided steel that would sail through me like a spear thrown into the royal chamber of my heart. You're in my royal chamber, Bird, but my head feels broken open. Every word feels like fire I speak." The day is blowing. The leaves flock down inshore against the barn, snagged up together, they twitch. They don't look right. They don't look enough like leaves. Bird goes barefoot to the unhappy grass and finds her boy in the drift of leaves, his pajamas splotched with dew. He has dropped to sleep again, hiding, waiting to be found. "Up, up," she says, and tickles him awake. "Did you see her kiss on the goodbye window? I left you an X," he tells her, "for when I am gone to school." "Come, Sprocket," Bird says, "hurry up. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up," her boy says, dragging his feet through the dew. His feet leave wet prints on the kitchen floor that won't dry until after Bird's husband is gone, after Bird calls Susie and Susie calls Bird, and Bird is drunk with the baby and coming apart in the tub upstairs. The dog will drink from the tub while they are in it and lick at the steamed-up faucet. For now, the dog sleeps beside the wood stove. Family dog, dog of the marriage. No Maggie dog. This one sleeps the years away. Her boy is reading Babar to this dog, remembering the words, his head on her neck for a pillow. "She's dreaming somebody," Bird's boy says. "Look," and catches her tail she wags in her sleep. The baby rocks in her singing seat, thumping softly at the dog's ribs, a tableau, a scene perfected, luminous and dear. "When my children were small," Bird will come to say, and the scene repeats in her head. Bird's husband is still upstairs, hamming it up as he pisses, remembering mighty Achilles, fast runner, killer of men, shit, shower, shave, the man will be down soon. "If I got a gun and shot him, Mama, would it just be me and you?" They'd go south, south for the heat and sunshine, Nogales, Cuernavaca, La Paz, eat peyote and sweat with the Mexicans, clear the cobwebs out. Bird had an aunt in Albuquerque, they could stay a little while with her. She would float them alone if they asked right and pull her weeds in the back lot and heated her enchiladas. They'd plant hollyhocks. They would walk her dogs and pick up after them, and Bird's aunt would lend them a car for a day so Bird could show Mickey around. That's the room I shared with my sisters, Mickey. There's the treehouse, the ditch where we swam. We had horses. Here's where my rabbit is buried. Hoppy, Mickey said. Say you're kidding. Why? I'm making the rounds with a lunkhead who named her rabbit Hoppy. Not even Hopsalong. Not even Floppy. He was kidding, but then he wasn't. They were in a pancake joint and he was loud. So what? Bird asked. So what? Mickey asked. We nearly married. We made a baby almost, remember? What did you think to call her? Mickey, stop, Bird said, please. But he was started. You think it doesn't matter what you name a thing? Crazy Horse was Curly. When Crazy Horse became Crazy Horse, his father took the name Worm. You think that doesn't matter? He jabbed a waffle with his fork and went at the rim. I had an aunt named Alice, my mother's sister. I could talk to her like I never talked to mother. She had a freckle behind her ear I loved. All over, she had them all over, but that was the one I loved. She liked white food, asparagus, raspberries, cream. It was tender, she said, white asparagus. It made your mind clear. White food purified your thoughts. She had no children. Her skin was so white, it was blue. She jumped horses. She got her foot hung up in the stirrup one day and was dragged across a field and trampled. Her skull was split. I wanted to see her. I wanted to see what her mind looked like, how clear it was, how true. Auntie Alice. My mother gave a little patch of her ashes to me. I was a kid. I wet my finger and dipped it in there. White food. I ate it one flake at a time. He dumped sugar on the table. He was flicking at Bird. We ought to have taken what was left of her, Bird. We kept a tissue, Bird, a piece of bloody bedsheet. Shame on me. Shame on us. We don't think right. Everything was there. He took a breath, but he wasn't finished. He took her hands in his hands. The day was darkening. It was going to get darker still. Bird, I'm the one who named you. Not faith, not hope, not charity. Bird. There's not a bird I don't like, not exactly. I like ospreys. I like tiny owls living in holes. I like that cranes find their ways by the stars while half their brain is sleeping. Mates for life. The condors that live in the Andes, those monsters mate for life, too. Geese do. Plenty of birds. It's common. They log thousands of miles wing to wingtip. They grieve. It takes a heart of rock not to believe it. What I've read, I believe, is true. You kill a condor and its mate, done in by grief, will plunge to its death from the sky. We don't believe it because we don't want to. We want to kill them ourselves with bolas, lash them to the backs of bulls. We want to climb the trees they are sleeping in and club them on their brainy heads. Call it science, sport, gaucho pastime, Darwin's helpers with a geology hammer. When condors sleep, they sleep hard. We call that stupid. Cranefly, I could have called you. I could have called you bean. You think it matters? I called you bird. I like birds. Birds know too fucking much. It's spooky. Your hoppy, no doubt, was dumb. Rabbits are dumb. They die of fright. They scream. Bunny, I could have called you, but I didn't. I didn't. People should be named for themselves. He never gave me a name for anything. You call my name like everyone else. Why is that, bird? You don't think of me. I'm Mickey like everyone else. I think you're careless is what. You're not thinking. You're making a mark you can't see. Bird, if I named you for a bird, I'd name you Sparrow. Maybe Wren. I thought of Phoebe. A Phoebe is faithful. It comes back and goes away. Polyandrous, polyamorous, the loosely colonial. I like them all. I like chickadees, little homebody birds who stick around and sing all winter long. Chickadee. A bird name for its song. I like whippoorwills sitting alone in the dark coming down. They go quiet. Then they sing the song they were named for in the dewfall and dimming woods. Whippoorwill. We have to think more. We're making tracks, bird. Everybody is. There are marks where anyone has been. Bird. That baby of ours was nothing. We named her to be taken, to be nothing. She was Tatter's bird, a bloody dumpling. Think, little Caroline, little Caroline, she was nothing. I never even wanted her. I only wanted you. I wanted you, Bird wrote to her mother. I'd be you. I would wear your dresses and carry you around, and in this you would be a mother again, and a baby, and I would be a dead baby's mother. I would wear your dresses and carry you around, and in this you would be a mother again, and a baby, and I wouldn't be a dead baby's mother, and not a girl with a dying mother, over and over again. I'd be nothing at all. I'd be you.